From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Each year, hundreds of millions of birds die in the U.S. after colliding with windows. Skyscrapers are not the chief cause, but mostly mid-rise buildings. My guide in trying to understand why birds are more likely to collide with 3- and 4-story buildings is Heidi Trudell. She's an avian collision specialist who works with groups such as Washtenaw Safe Passage. So it's raining like crazy right now. We're at Eastern Michigan University. Why are we here?
We're here because this is one of the campuses that Washtenaw Safe Passage monitors for bird window collisions.
And what have you found here?
Ooh, historically, a lot. So this campus combined, absolute minimum, kills well over 100 birds a year, depending on the building. So right now we're at the library. This one that we know of kills about 40 birds a year, but we can't monitor the entire thing, so it's probably well upwards of that.
There are buildings like this 4-story building all over. Trudell told me about a district courthouse in downtown Ypsilanti where they find dead birds all the time. They hit the windows on the backside and fall onto an apartment complex parking lot. I stopped by to see what she was talking about and immediately found the remains of 8 birds. What happens is the cars run over them after they've died hitting the window, and they're flattened with the traffic coming in and out. And there are several flattened birds along here in varying degrees of decay. Washtenaw Safe Passage monitors buildings all over the county and tries to keep track of how many birds die colliding with building windows. There are a couple of things about cities and buildings that cause the birds to crash into them. Ben Winger is the curator of birds at the University of Michigan Museum of Zoology. He recently researched bird collisions and found that birds that chirp or make faint flight calls are more likely to hit buildings. First, they're attracted to big city lights.
As birds are drawn to artificial light and disoriented by it, that if they're using flight calls, they're probably attracting more and more members of their species or potentially other species to the lights. It's like a vicious cycle or positive feedback loop where they're calling and bringing each other in and getting further disoriented.
If they manage to miss hitting skyscrapers, they end up confused and landing in the middle of downtown.
They may then get drawn to an area that is more dangerous, and although they don't collide with the building or the lighted structure directly, the next day they may collide with reflective glass based on the fact that they're trapped in this area.
That's because they don't see the windows. They see the trees and sky reflected in the windows. This kind of thing is so common, Heidi Trudell says it's become a comedy trope. Remember this Windex commercial?
For a streak-free shine, there's really no comparison.
A bird could get hurt flying into a window like that.
Oh, tell me about it.
Even in Harry Potter, the bird hits the window, and you're like, oh, silly owl. Like, no, this is actually a huge problem.
But something can be done about it. There are decals that can be put on windows which signal to a bird, you can't fly through this.
There are a lot of products. Solix window film has pretty patterns that are very neutral to bypassing individuals. So you have architectural products like that. You have retrofit things like kaleidoscape film, feather-friendly film. These are pre-manufactured things that are designed by 3M. They're intended to be weatherproof.
But institutions and businesses can be reluctant to go to the expense of a retrofit when they're not sure there's a problem.
At this point, there's enough data in the body of collision knowledge to look at a building and say, this is going to be highest risk, you should fix it. But nobody wants to fix it without data. So collision monitoring is basically like, okay, do we have enough bodies yet? How about now? How about now? How about now? You know, the problem's not going to get better, and it's just going to keep going until we stop it.
So bird groups keep counting dead birds. Architects and building owners have the information they need to reduce bird collisions. It's simply a matter of whether they'll add the cost into the budget. With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.